I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Obama believes Syria would be better off without President Bashar al-Assad. That from the White House today. The president's spokesman also said that the U.S. is watching with horror as the Syrian leader continues a brutal crackdown on protesters. More than 1,700 people have reportedly been killed in the attacks. Also today, the U.S. Treasury Department announced new sanctions on Syria aimed at the financial infrastructure that helps hold up Assad's government. Andrew Tabler is a Syria expert at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's been anticipating today's comments from the Obama White House.
But the point here is a rhetorical one. The Assad regime's legitimacy does not come from the Obama administration. It comes from the Syrian people. So no matter what President Obama says, in the end, it's going to be up to the Syrian people, together with international friends and pressure, to get the regime out of power. And so the administration is going to be very, very careful about what it says and when.
So you're saying that the Obama administration has to acknowledge that this is not all in its hands? I mean, what do you mean?
Because of what's happened in Libya, the military option, it does not appear to be on the table, at least right now. So if President Obama says, well, Assad has to go, the next question is, well, what are you going to do about it? And then it gets into another realm. With military option off the table, I think we're looking at sanctions, and specifically sanctions on Syrian energy production.
Before we get to the sanctions, can we say for sure that a military option is off the table?
It's not 100% off the table because we don't know how this is all going to play out. The Assad regime continues to hold on to power, and its collapse it would take much longer than the Mubarak regime in Egypt or the Ben Ali regime in Tunisia.
And it would it not, a much more unsettling effect than even the military force being used right now in Libya?
It could. There are lots of people who are afraid about chaos breaking out in the country, but to be honest with you, you know, the Assad regime's crackdown on its own people is not only bad, but its regional policies concerning support for Iran, Hezbollah, jihadi fighters to Iraq. In order to judge the Assad regime as stable or conducive to international peace, you'd have to set the bar on the floor.
Okay, so when we look also then at what other options the president has, President Obama, to back up his words, what about sanctions, which are already imposed?
We have trade sanctions on Syria. We have financial sanctions targeting individuals, and we have banking sanctions. We don't have sanctions targeting Syrian energy. Oil exports account for about a third of government revenue. So hitting that would cripple the regime in Syria, but it would not hit the Syrian society as a whole. And that makes it very different than Saddam Hussein's Iraq. And it's an area of opportunity that the administration is exploring at the moment.
Give us an idea of the back and forth in Washington over taking any steps regarding Syria. I mean, Hillary Clinton, early on in the violence, made some strong comments about Assad. Why has it taken so long for the president to speak, and what's the discussion like?
First of all, there was a perception that the Assad regime was going to hold on, and I think that has eroded over time, and so there was that. Second, there has been, unfortunately, a lack of creativity in Syria policy historically in the U.S., which has always vacillated between engaging over the peace process or isolating President Assad. There has never been a sort of in-between. With the activities of Robert Ford, the American ambassador there recently traveling to Hama, it's thrown diplomacy into a sort of new dimension, a more confrontational dimension, and one that works well with increased international pressure on the regime.
So what does the increased pressure from the United States matter if there's increasing pressure throughout much of the world, including now some pressure from Russia, a big ally of Syria?
The United States, along with its allies, have to put concerted multilateral pressure on the Assad regime. That's what it responds to best. In April of 2005, when the international community converged on an opinion concerning Syria's presence in Lebanon, they forced Syria to withdraw from Lebanon. So that works. And the United States plays a key role in marshaling diplomatic support towards this effort.
Andrew Tabler is co-founder of Syria Today, Syria's first private sector English language magazine. He is now with the Washington Institute. He's got a new book coming out in September called In the Lion's Den, an eyewitness account of Washington's battle with Syria. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thanks very much. Take care.